Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today I'm going to be focusing on one of the best practices for effective business-to-business salespeople. This is one that I just feel passionate about. It appears, something about this appears in every one of my books, and it is, I believe, a fundamental, just an absolute basic for good salespeople, and at the same time, it is so fundamental. In my seminars and my work with salespeople, I will tell you that this is the best, the single best practice that most salespeople do dismally at. Everybody out there, almost everybody, can improve on this one. The best practice is this. The best salespeople maintain a good filing system with all the useful information readily available. Let me repeat that. Maintain a good filing system with all the useful information readily available. You know, this used to be, it didn't used to be quite as big an issue as it is today. Today it's huge. And the reason for that is the increase in information. You know, salespeople today have to deal with more information than at any time in the history of mankind. Let me just illustrate that. You know, in 1900, the total amount of information available to mankind, there's a measurement for that, the total amount of information available to mankind was doubling every 500 years. Okay, at the end of the last century, that was at the beginning of the last century, at the end of the last century, 1990, it was doubling every 2 years. And people are predicting that in the year 2010, you may be listening to this in 2010, that number, the total amount of information available to mankind will be doubling every 35 days. I'll tell you what, if you don't have a system to deal with information, you are going to be rendered obsolete and incapable. The amount of information is going to overwhelm you. So you need, I mean, this is fundamental. And you need to have a system to maintain information. Now, you know, the average salesperson today spends only about 25 to 30% of their work week actually talking to customers. Now, imagine what would happen if you could increase that just a little bit. And one of the reasons why you only spend 25 to 30% of your work week talking to customers is because you're wasting a lot of time trying to find information or call for information or get information that you could have had readily at hand if you were organized. How much time have you lost searching for information, trying to find a piece of literature? How many times have you gone into an account in a sales call not fully prepared because you didn't have the piece of literature that you wanted or the sample that you should have had and so on? This is big. So how do you do this? I want you to think about two things. You think about creating an offensive system. That means a system that helps you collect, store, and access or use good information. That's offense. And defense, which is a way to keep yourself from being overwhelmed by too much information. Now, I'm going to talk about offense in this one, defense in a little bit later one. So let's talk about offense. Offense means that you are going to create and maintain and manage a system to collect, store, and access good information. Okay, what's part of your system? Number one, you need an account profile. Now, if you're computerized, if you're using a CRM system, the account profile is like the customer master screen of your CRM system. If you're not, then you need to create a paper version. Or go buy a contact manager, put it on your PC or your laptop, and use that. But you need to have a way to collect information about every account. You need to know useful marketing information about every account. An account profile is just things like name, address, phone number. What do they buy? Who are the players? You know, what are their primary interest, etc. I mean, just the basic information about every account. I'm amazed at how many salespeople are totally unable to find a account address or phone number or the correct spelling of the key contact's last name. Why? Because, we're just not very good at it. Well, we need to get good at it. This is the information age. You need to collect information. Number one, you need to have an account profile for every account. And when you meet some account, you make a cold call into an account, you need to complete a profile for them. And it's never finished, you know, but every time you see them, you add to it. And again, if you have a computerized system, good for you. If not, you got to create a hard copy version. That's number one. Number two, for every A and B account, those are your higher potential accounts, you need to have a hard copy file, a manila folder where you put pieces of paper, you know, quotes, return authorizations, anything in there that is specific for that account. I used to have two of them. One I kept it in my home office and one I took with me. The old papers I'd leave in the home office, the current stuff I'd put in the folder to take with me to every account. You need to have a hard copy file for every A and B account. You also need to have an electronic version of that, where you put your email and your forms and documents that are electronic, not paper, and you file all correspondence and email and so on in that. So you have several different versions of information about every account. You got the account profile on your CRM system, you got a hard copy folder, and you have an electronic folder. At least that for every A and B account. That's what it takes. Secondly, you need to have a tickler file. And again, if you're using a CRM system, that's built into every system I've ever seen. A tickler file is a way to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. Now, if you're using a CRM system or software, it's already there. If not, you need to create a hard copy. Here's what you do. Make yourself a little file folder with index cards, January through December, and 1 through 31. Put them up. And then when a customer says to you, I'm kind of interested in this, but we're under contract, talk to me about it in June. Put a little note, talk to so-and-so about this in June, stick it in the June folder. Then forget it. Comes the 1st of June, you pull it out. Put it in the date, the 1 to 31 dates when you're going to be at that particular customer. And the night before, when you're getting yourself ready for the day, you open up the date and see what's in there. And that way, nothing ever falls through the cracks. No opportunity slides through because you forgot it. You don't forget it. You write it down. You make it part of your tickler file. Everybody needs that. Next, you need folders and information for every product or product line that you sell. And that means, again, usually hard copies as well as electronic folders. That is the world that we're in. We can't totally depend on one or the other. So you need to have a hard copy folder for every product or product line. You put in there the literature, price list, and all that sort of stuff. You also need to have an electronic version of the same thing for the same purpose. You need to have a product system. You need to have a system for the people. And I don't mean your customers now. I mean the internal people. Names, addresses, extensions, email addresses. Who do you talk to for this? Who do you talk to for that? You need to know that. You need to have that information readily accessible. Finally, you need to have a folder, electronic again, as well as hard copy, for the things you want to learn. You know, the new sell sheets, the new products that somebody is putting forth, the new memo, the processes from your manager, whatever it is. You're a salesperson. That means you're constantly learning. You got to get this thing together. You got to be organized about it. Now, when you get all that together, you have a system to keep all this information, to collect it with accuracy and detail, to keep it in a way that is organized and accessible, and then to make use of it, to review it before every sales call. Now, that's a professional. That's one of the things that separate the best from everybody else. Everybody else has got, 30 pieces of paper sliding around their back seat. Everybody else has got a trunk that you can't find anything in because it's so junked up. But the professionals, the best at this sales profession, are organized. They have an offensive system that allows them to collect, store, and access useful information. That's one part of it. By the way, if you want to dig into this deeper, and I want you to, Here's some resources. Chapter 3, 4, and 5 of my book, How to Excel at Distributor Sales, really nails this down. Chapter 3 of my book, Take Your Sales Performance Up a Notch. Chapter 8 of 10 Secrets of Time Management for Salespeople. If you have any of those books, those are the chapters that will help you take this to a higher level. I want you to take this to a higher level. This one's important. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.